the Mother's Hospital overall, it had this sort of missionary zeal about it that I felt, and almost if they could have not had men in the building at all, that would have suited them very well, you know. And in fact, it made me think of this group, the campaigning group, the maternity hospital. Similarly, there were the radical feminists that would, you know, did not want to deal with what they saw as the men's world, and some of them lived in a commune where the male children they'd have to leave. And, you know, it was this sort of, it suddenly hit me, I thought, yes, it was a similar sort of thing. And of course, you know, I understood, you know, that women did have a really tough and rough deal, absolutely no two ways about it. And I felt very lucky that I'd got a supportive person, you know, and so forth. And it still is the case. And most of my old friends that I've kept from then, they asked, you know, they brought their children up on their own or kicked out their useless, you know, partners and so forth.